For the next hour, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, is our guest. The new book, New York Times best-selling author Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read, available at Infowars.com. We've got a deal where you get one of the films free when you get the book with Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Now, Governor, it's great to have you back. You're down in Mexico right now, but we've got you for the full hour. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I want to cover some sub-issues before we come back and get your take on the entire bin Laden fable. They're telling us that we've got to give up even more rights now that bin Laden's been reportedly killed. They're announcing the government's going to have alerts over our cell phones. They're going to have a no-travel list now for trains, you name it. We're going to talk about all that with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, but getting into the no-travel thing first. So we thought we'd escape the TSA by not flying on commercial jets, but now they're announcing, Governor, that they want to have these on the roads, the highways, the trains. They've been beta testing those. What's your view on that?
Well, it doesn't surprise me at all because, Alex, you know, I drive to and from Mexico every year. And after clearing customs at the border, and it doesn't matter what border, whether it's California or Arizona, when you clear customs, you get about an hour under the freeway in the United States of America. And this has been going on for the last 6 years because that's how long I've been living in Mexico and Minnesota. You come to an immigration stop out in the middle of the highway where you have to sit out there in the hot desert for an hour and a half and clear a second immigration stop. So it doesn't surprise me because these stops have been going along and they're illegal in my opinion because you've already shown your passport at the border. Why are you required to produce it again an hour into the United States? So, you know, this is stuff that they've been setting up that I've been watching for 6 years now in my travels via Mexico back to the U.S. every year.
They're just expanding the control. Well, let's say they want to protect us from terrorists. Terrorists, they get a leak, might want to attack a mall. Are they going to put TSA in front of every mall? Well, they're now announcing they want that. Are they going to, there's close to 200,000 miles of rails. Over 2.5 million miles of roads. I mean, it's impossible to protect all this. It's a joke.
Alex, are they expecting, an attack? Is that what they're saying? I mean, I've been down in Mexico. Are they priming us that we're going to get hit again, and so they want to be preemptive, and that's what they're telling us?
Yes, they've just so happened been training for years with real checkpoints at bus stations and train terminals, but now they're rolling it out saying, Al-Qaeda, it's inevitable they're going to hit in a revenge for bin Laden. We're going to talk about it after the break. And so you got to give all your rights up now, and we've got to basically have TSA-trained federalized police through the threat fusion centers just sticking their hands down our pants everywhere.
Well, you know, it's like the old forefather. I can't remember if it was Ben Franklin or which one of them said it when they made the great statement that if you're going to trade your liberty for security, well, then you have neither. And it seems that that's what our country is willing to do now, that we're willing to trade our liberty to be secure. I mean, Alex, I go crazy right now. I mean, I have to sue to prove that Jesse Ventura's not a threat just so I can fly commercially. I mean, what kind of nonsense is going on in this country?
It's amazing. And the more liberty we give up, now they say the terror threat 10 years later is even worse. We need more of your rights. They spend trillions of dollars in the last 10 years in the domestic system. There's close to 1 million domestic private contractor spies. This is big business. And the truth is, it's not going anywhere just like the prison industry until we say no. That's why they made drugs illegal, so they could have a black market, bring them in, and arrest their competition. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. The book is 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. He'll be with us for the next 55 minutes. We're going to get into the whole bin Laden fable and get his take on it straight ahead. First day he's doing interviews. We're honored to have him. Thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 10th day of May, 2011. Joining us from the Baja in California is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura's new book, climbing up the New York Times bestseller list, Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, available at Infowars.com. Governor Ventura, out of the gates. We're now 9 days into the killing of bin Laden. We were told 8 separate times he'd been killed. We have that, those articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They told us buried at sea. They won't show us the photo because, quote, conspiracy theorists, the president said on 60 Minutes, wouldn't believe it. That means people that have been lied to so much, they don't believe anything. And I know talking to you privately, that was your point. But, Governor, looking at this situation and the way they've changed the story so many times, what's your take and view on this, Governor Ventura?
It's hard to have a taken view on it for me, Alex, because as you said, I'm down here in the Baja and I get wind of stuff 48 hours or 3 days after it happens, so you guys know certainly more than I do. And, you know, I've been asked, people have said to me, well, could we have taken him alive and da-da-da. I said, I can't make any statement on that because you'd have to be there, you'd have to be part of the operation. If the Navy SEALs indeed did kill bin Laden, well, they're the best unit at doing that because that's their expertise, and they could accomplish that mission if the mission were indeed true. Do I think it's true or not? I don't know, because my government has lied to me so often. I mean, look at when they lied about the death of Pat Tillman. They lied about the Jessica Lynch recovery. They lied about weapons of mass destruction. They lied about ties to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. So really, the government has no credibility with me. So when I hear a story that they accomplished this, and then there's so many other weird things about it, like they buried him at sea 24 hours later, well, why? And then they said it was Muslim religion. I might be wrong, but I think, isn't that Jewish where you have to bury within 24 hours? I'm not an expert on religions, but I'm not sure that that's part of the Muslim religion or not.
No, the imams have come out and said that you need to be buried after you've been washed for facing Mecca, and that burial at sea is a big no-no.
Well, okay, then there you got it. So why did they bury him at sea? I guess because the Navy caught him. That's the only thing I could come up with. But, no, you know, they won't show us photos. They're just telling us he's dead. And I guess it's worked so many times before, Alex. Why wouldn't it work again?
Well, you bring up the point of lies. It came out last Wednesday that White House did not watch the live killing. Then they said he fought back. And the SEALs had to kill him. Then they said he didn't fight back, and that they took him out and then killed him. Then they said he used his wife as a human shield, and they said that didn't happen. And then they won't show us the body. I mean, this is very, very, very bizarre.
Well, I can tell you this, Alex. As far as the operational end, on the ground, being the knuckle draggers, the SEALs that did the op, it shows me that policy hasn't changed at all since Vietnam. Because in Vietnam, our standard policy, if we were going to do a kidnapping or going to do something of this order, would be you offer the person one time, and if the person doesn't fully cooperate, you then take them out. You eliminate them. And it's that quick. So whoever the operator, if it indeed happened, as they said it went down, whoever the operational leader on the ground was, I fully could see why he would be taken out that quickly, because that's no different than what it was in Vietnam, that you give one opportunity, and if they so choose to not exercise that opportunity, then you eliminate them.
Well, what's amazing is they showed this White House Situation Room and said that they were watching bin Laden being killed. And then they said, actually, the video cut out for 24 minutes and they didn't watch it. And they lied about that. And then Jessica Lynch, for 3 days, she's there at the hospital. The Iraqis have pulled out. The doctors go and say, please come here and get her. Jerry Bruckheimer gets on satellite feed. The director scripts how to do this staged rescue. Turns out she didn't fight in the convoy. The other guys did. And then magically, those guys all died in a week, getting shot in the head or drowning or running off the road. With Pat Tillman, he writes letters home saying, I'm coming home to be anti-war. He gets shot 3 times in the head at close range. They claim that he was killed by Al-Qaeda till the Army coroner report came out saying foul play was shown. I mean, you're at Gulf of Tonkin, the list goes on and on. So bottom line, I mean, this looks like an election ploy stunt, and I don't believe a word of it. What's your view?
Well, again, I don't know. I got to delve into it. I got to start reading on it when I get back to the States, and I'll make a few phone calls with people that I know and see what I can tap on behind the scenes. You know, I'm still a bit connected to the SEAL units, and I can't believe that they would knowingly participate in a fraud. But then again, I guess if you're ordered to do something, you have to do what you're ordered to do. But I can't see a SEAL platoon actively participating in a fraud unless they pulled a fraud on them too. And maybe they had some guy there that looked like bin Laden and did him in. I don't know.
Well, that's exactly how they operate. That's exactly, they have decoys, people that are set up. And now they released this video of the five videos, four of them were previously released videos. We've gone and shown the exact same video was released, one of them 4 years ago, but they cut the audio out so it wouldn't be too obvious. And the one video that's new is an old guy from the side whose ears don't even look like bin Laden, supposedly watching bin Laden on TV.
Yeah, I did see that photograph last night, and I kind of chuckled at it, and I thought, that's him? And then I thought to myself, well, then what they really did was just shot an old man in his bed, right, was sitting there with his wives? I don't know. Again, I can't comment on what happened on the ground because I'm not privy to anything that went down with the actual platoon over there. But they could do it, and they could certainly accomplish it if it was real. Whether it's real or not, Alex, I have no way of knowing.
But you're saying that you do question the official story because you've been lied to so much.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for the last decade, it's been nothing but lies, whether it's the Bush administration or the Obama administration. It's lie after lie. Like I said, we're to the point now, Alex, I have to go to court to be able to fly in my own country. What kind of country is that when you got to go to court to be able to fly and not be searched?
No,
you have to prove you're innocent every time you go to an airport.
It's amazing. They've now announced today, and this was actually set up months ago, the new alert system was really integrated in years ago. They're going to be breaking in on smartphones, cell phones, computers, radio, TV, with government alerts, messages from the president forcing you to watch them. 9,000 locations, 800 Walmarts, malls are getting telescreens saying nobody's safe, watch your neighbor, trust no one but government. I mean, is that not 1984, Governor?
I don't know. Why are they doing that, Alex? What are we supposed to do? We're all supposed to go to Walmart and watch them on TV when they come on?
Well, it's about them forcing their way into our lives. Chucky Schumer and now Amtrak looks like they're going to agree, as well as other terminals around the country, to have TSA sticking their hands down our pants. Have you seen the new video of the six-year-old having them stick their hands on her pants or the one-year-old baby with them pulling the diaper off?
No, I didn't see the one-year-old baby with the diaper, but I did see the young child. I was on with Lou Dobbs that particular day right before I left to go back to Mexico on the book tour. And, Lou was irate over it, and he thanked me for bringing my lawsuit on behalf of millions of Americans, including himself, for standing up for this stuff. And that's about all you can do. I mean, we just got to be vigilant, Alex, and not accept this as normal behavior in what's supposed to be a free country.
Well, how could TSA, if there were real terrorists, protect cornfields, rural areas, highways, hundreds of thousands of miles of train? They claim the Al-Qaeda documents that the boogeyman bin Laden had, so they want to go up and derail trains. So how is searching everybody that gets on trains and putting them through a no-ride list, how is that going to stop Al-Qaeda? I mean, how are they going to stop anybody?
How many Al-Qaeda are there? I mean, I'm trying to figure out, are they trying to make us believe that there's like millions of them out there?
No, they claim there's less than 100 in Afghanistan, less than 100 in Pakistan, maybe 100.
Well, that means there's more Hells Angels than there are Al-Qaeda, right?
Well, also, Jesse, let me ask you this question.
Right, Alex?
Absolutely.
There's more Hells Angels than there are Al-Qaeda then.
Well, here's another question. If they say he didn't resist and that the SEALs got him and then executed him, why, if he's the greatest intelligence asset in the world, knows where all the Al-Qaeda bodies are buried, knows the next attack, why execute Osama bin Laden, and they're telling us torture's great and torture's wonderful because it gets data. Well, then why not take bin Laden and torture him?
Exactly. Well, that, again, though, that's a question that would happen in the field, and I can understand the SEAL operative, because if it was the same as Vietnam, if you give them one opportunity, if they fail to do that, you eliminate them, pretty much. And that's unconventional warfare, and that's what the SEALs are about. It's not conventional warfare. And but I certainly would rather capture him. Absolutely. This guy would know everything, supposedly, about Al-Qaeda. Why wouldn't you attempt to capture him first so that you could gain knowledge from this guy to warrant off other attacks or whatever it might be? It seems stupid to just have plain executed him without trying to at first capture him. But again...
Well, Jesse, let me stop you.
I can't speak for the guys on the ground who actually did the op. I don't know.
Sure, but my point is, sir, they changed the story. First, they said he resisted... fired at them, that the helicopter got hurt by being fired at, then they changed that, then he used his wife as a shield, then they said no, now they say he didn't resist, they took him and executed him. They had him. They executed him, and the word is, if you believe he was killed, he had knowledge of being CIA in the 80s and 90s. Clinton had a chance to get him in 96 in Sudan, and they didn't want that out, so they were ordered to kill him. Then Obama said, no, we didn't order him to be killed. So the point is, we're being lied to. They've changed the stories. We'll be right back with Governor Jesse Ventura with more. Governor Ventura and I were just talking during the break, and he was having time to really cogitate on the whole bin Laden situation. He takes off part of the year and goes down and writes books and researches down in the Baja, Mexico, and surfs. But he was going, didn't Benazir Bhutto, the president of Pakistan, come out and say he'd been killed? And then she got killed a week later, execution style. And Pakistani intelligence former head told me here it was Cheney had her killed. And wasn't it in 2003 in the election, we had Madeleine Albright come out and say he was dead and that Bush was thinking about rolling him out. Then Walter Cronkite did it. Then Teresa Hines Carey did it. And so Bush backed off. I had Steve Pachenik, the guy that co-wrote the books with, of course, you know, the very famous writer Tom Clancy. He was the head of black op operations, worked with the SEALs in psychological warfare, the Delta Force. He told me in April 2002, Governor, that he died of kidney failure and they were going to roll him out later, claiming that we'd killed him. So with all those high-powered people saying that and then them changing the story so much, what does your gut tell you? I mean, you said...
It causes me concern over the fact that this guy supposedly was on a dialysis machine way back 10 years ago. How could he survive that long if he needed dialysis treatments all the time? I mean, I don't know too many people that are that overly active if they require dialysis treatment on a regular basis.
Well, he had several diseases that on average people die within 2 years. The longest lived are six. Total renal failure. That's why even CBS News reported he was at the American hospital in, quote, Dubai being treated by American doctors. And even Dan Rather went and interviewed him. And this was just months before 9/11. I mean, he was near death then.
Yeah, you know, and so I don't know. I don't know what to believe, Alex. It's that's the disturbing thing about being a United States citizen today, is the fact that you can't believe mainstream media, because mainstream media is totally bought and sold, and they're in bed with the government, and you know, that's their job now, is to simply report what the government wants us told. And in light of that fact, you have to learn everything on shows like yours and on the internet and all these other alternative places where you can attempt to get through them and learn the truth. But again, everyone's susceptible to being misled, no matter where it is, be it the internet or where else. So it really boggles the mind on trying to figure it out. That's why I don't like to make rash decisions on it. I like to look at the thing, take my time, and do my own studying rather than just simply reacting to what media says to me.
Well, we're going to get a headline out at Infowars.com. My writer was just in here during the break, you know, trying to get an answer from me with what to go with. Obviously, it's big news. Your opinion is highly valued out there by independents and people that love liberty. And I think the fair headline is Governor Jesse Ventura, or Jesse Ventura. I've been lied to so much. I question or I need more information. I mean, what should the headline be?
I've been lied to so much, I question everything the government tells me. It's that simple, Alex.
And you went on to question they lied about Lynch and did a Jerry Bruckheimer production of
they lied about the murder of Pat Tillman. Which is unconscionable when they tried to turn that into a political staged deal to support their war and political position. Unbelievable. They've lied so often about so many things.
WMDs.
I don't know what to believe.
WMDs, fake documents on that. It turned out they ordered, the U.S. did, ordered England in the White House memo to fix intelligence along with us that we were going to go ahead and go to war.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been getting lied to for the most of the last decade. It's unbelievable. So the simple thing is, I don't know what to believe. Because my government lies to me, they have no credibility with me.
Let me expand on that. We're about to go to break with a long segment coming up. But the New York Post on May 7th ran a headline, "The Truth Hurts." And they said that Governor Jesse Ventura has since reversed his position that he believed bin Laden was dead. Well, you were just going off what even mainline news was saying, that it was believed he was dead. And they said he since reversed his position. I then searched, and I knew you were in Mexico. There was no news on you in over a month since you'd been in Mexico. And I looked for you doing a reversal on bin Laden. You never did it. So here they are, correct me if I'm wrong, saying you reversed yourself when you never did it.
No, I've never met him. Alex, this is the first day I've done an interview since my book tour, and you were on my book tour. That's what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Time Magazine's out saying that I've reversed myself now that they've released these videos, which a bunch of them are old, already released. It says, well, Jones now has to basically admit he's wrong. I did not do that. I'm right. I know it's totally fake. I predicted all this years ago, but that's what they do. They think their readers are a bunch of idiots, and that's why the mainstream media is dying. Governor Jesse Ventura. Folks, this book is really waking a lot of folks up. Available at Infowars.com. The book is doing extremely well. That's why he's back. We'll talk about the huge success of 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read with Governor Jesse Ventura on the other side. Stay with us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones, and the website is weaintgottimetobleed.com. Weaintgottimetobleed.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, I'm here reading from CBSNews.com, where they admit that the White House issued a photo of them in the Situation Room watching the operation. Now it turns out they have to admit they watched nothing. The whole thing was a staged fake. But you can look at the photo with Hillary with her hand over her mouth, Obama all looking tough. They clearly scripted this entire thing. And, Governor, just going over more of the lies we've been told. I mean, government is constantly being caught in lies, and I think it's common sense to question.
You know what bothers me? Here's what troubles me, Alex, about the lying, is that when we lie to them, we go to jail. It's that simple. I mean, look at right now in baseball. You got Barry Bonds. He might go to jail. You got Roger Clemens. He might go to jail. And, of course, Martha Stewart did go to jail. And she didn't go for insider trading. She went to jail for lying to the government. So that's one thing that really disturbs me. The government can lie to us, and there's no repercussions to them. They do it all the time. And yet when we lie to them, we face jail time.
Or when they say we lie. I mean, these new federal laws they've had the last decade have put hundreds of thousands of people in prison where you've actually done nothing wrong, but then they claim that you lied on your finances and they find $10 more or $10 less than you said, and they go, technically, you lied. It doesn't matter that it's really a mistake. You go to prison.
Well, you know, like I said, you got the high-profile cases like baseball, and I always question and go, what does steroid use in baseball have to do with the government? Nothing. You know, and it's that whole premise that if we lie to them, we go to jail, and yet it seems every politician in this country, lying must be the major course they take in college. I don't know. I didn't go to college, Alex. Do they have a course on lying?
Well, what they've done is they've tried to break our will and just train us to accept total corruption. I want to shift gears into another facet of this whole bin Laden hoax that's being used to roll out even more tyranny. They're now saying you've got to give up even more rights. Al-Qaeda attacks are imminent. They're going to attack everything. They've got 160 buried nukes. KSM, who they've been torturing for, 6 years now, who confessed to bombing buildings that were built after he was kidnapped or given rendition. KSM, 2 weeks before 9/11, they release a statement claiming KSM said there are buried nukes in Europe and the U.S., and Bin Laden will detonate them. He has orders to detonate them if he is killed. Now, the Associated Press, in fact, let's pull that up on screen, KSM, nukes buried in America. The mainstream media is reporting nukes buried in Europe and America from KSM. Bin Laden knows where they're buried. The Navy SEALs are ordered not to kill him. That's now the official story. But then they do kill him as if they wouldn't follow their orders. And Dick Cheney comes out and says Obama should reinstate waterboarding. He told Fox Sunday. He told Chris Wallace that on Fox. Former Vice President Dick Cheney said Sunday that President Barack Obama should be should put waterboarding back on the table. And then I want to shift to this article by Washington's blog. U.S. government used communist torture techniques specifically designed to produce false confessions. And then he has links to the Navy SEAL training and the Army training. And it says that they now have announced as of 2009, and that Senator Levin is commenting on the Senate Armed Services Committee report on torture, declassified today, drops the following bombshell, that the survival evasion resistance, this is when you said years ago, you know, you talk about how you've been waterboarded and it is torture, and that you'd be happy to waterboard Dick Cheney, that they're actually using the SERE techniques that SEALs and other special forces are put through in the basic training now of advanced troops. In this survival evasion resistance, they're not teaching them how to take the torture. They're teaching them how to torture now. That was declassified last week. Governor, what do you say about Cheney pushing this and them now training the troops how to torture?
Well, like I said before, Dick Cheney should be a man of his word, and he should try it first before he recommends it. It's that simple. Dick Cheney needs to lie down and be waterboarded. And that way he'll know what he's talking about, because right now Dick Cheney speaks out of ignorance. He doesn't know what he's talking about because he's never had it done to him. So I think the first thing Dick Cheney should do is volunteer to have it done. I just read in today's paper that he's contemplating whether he needs a new heart or not. Well, if he gets waterboarded, he won't have to make that decision anymore.
What do you make of them taking this training that you talked about going through, survival evasion resistance?
Fear school was required back when I was in the Navy. If you were going anywhere into a combat zone, they required you to pass, successfully complete fear school, which was called survival, escape, resistance, and evasion. And now that's where you were essentially waterboarded. Everybody was. And you spent the 24 hours at a mock POW camp and all of this stuff, because you never knew, I guess, if you were going to face that as a reality after you deployed. As far as teaching people how to do those techniques, I think that's very, very wrong, because if you're involved in a war, you're supposed to treat your enemy combatant with a certain amount of respect if they've surrendered to you. And I think that as a country, we should always be taking the high ground. And for Dick Cheney to come out and advocate torture again, well, that means he's putting us on the low ground again. Because then when somebody tortures us, or when somebody does something to us, we will have no recourse or no high ground position to take anymore. Because the fact is, we do it. So therefore, how can we be morally on high ground at all? And I beg to ask the question, here's a guy with 5 deferments from the military telling us what foreign policy we should have and how we should operate with enemy combatants or enemy soldiers or everything like that. A guy who he himself was a coward and got 5 deferments from the Vietnam War. How dare him? And how dare anybody even give this guy to bother to listen to him? Is that bold enough for you, Alex?
Yes, sir, it is bold. And expanding on that, Bush wrote a book last year admitting he ordered torture. He'd do it again. The Army's own report from Abu Ghraib admits small children were raped in front of their parents. That's NBC News. You want to pull up the full report. You got the will to read it, listeners. This is what the good guys supposedly do, but they're not even worried about moral high ground. When foreigners do torture, it's horrible, it's terrible, they're dastardly, they're evil, but then simultaneously it's good when we do it. They're trying to warp our minds, but here it is. It says, with last week's release of Department of Justice legal counsel opinions, it is now widely known that Bush administration officials distorted survival evasion, resistance, and escape training, a legitimate program used by the military to train our troops to resist abusive enemy interrogations by authorizing abusive techniques from the SERE SEERS training for use in detaining interrogations. So the point is, what was declassified last week is everybody getting SEERS training at special forces level now. It's not how to resist it, it's how to do it. They're building an army of torturers.
Well, then we should be hanging our head in shame, because that's not, I don't care what happens, that is not what the United States of America is supposed to be about, Alex. And like I said, if we lose all our moral high ground, then we certainly have lost the war on terror, because, you know, when our Constitution and our Bill of Rights don't exist anymore, well, that means the terrorists have won. But I think that happens internally. It doesn't happen from the terrorists. I think the terrorists are being used as an excuse.
Well, I think there's no doubt whoever the terrorists are, and we know it's black ops, private corporate criminal networks that are doing the lion's share of it, that the terrorists have won. And the government, the media are terrorizing us. What's your take, Governor, on we were told bin Laden's been killed after 9.5 years, and now they say we got to take more rights. The terror threat's greater. Well, then that means as they kill more, then it makes more of a threat. I mean, when does this end?
Well, I think here's the question I want to ask. Now that we've killed bin Laden, can't we bring all the troops home?
Yes.
Isn't it time for us to now pack up and come home? Isn't the war over? If this was indeed the man who masterminded 9/11, and we've now killed him, like they told us that they have on May 1st or whatever the date was, well then, shouldn't we be beginning immediate withdrawal from both Iraq and Afghanistan and bring all our men and women home?
Incredible. Incredible. Let me raise another point. Jim Tuck.
I mean, is that unreasonable?
No, it's not.
It seems to me now we won the war. Isn't this the ultimate thing, was to get the guy that allegedly did 9/11?
Well, now they're saying that...
Although, you know, I'll tell you something, Alex. We needed to capture bin Laden. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
We needed to find out how he achieved 9/11, because what happened on 9/11, I believe today, it was not a controlled demolition, it was not nanothermite, and it certainly was not the pancake effect of two planes hitting a building. There was something else in play there, Alex. There was a weapon in play that day that I don't even know what it is, but I can equate it to being like a microwave. You know how you can take a piece of chicken and put it on a paper plate and stick it in the microwave and the chicken will burn, but the paper plate won't?
Yes.
Well, something happened that day equivalent to a microwave. And by capturing bin Laden, maybe we could find out what weapon he truly has. Because I just learned there were 1,400 cars toasted that day all over the streets of Manhattan.
No, that's right. Cars that didn't have anything fall on them were completely fried, but expanding. Just like a secret helicopter reportedly crashed, we know they're 30 years advanced what they really have. But there's another area that if you look at it, British physicists and others, and it turns out the government did measure this, you can confirm it, radioactive isotopes used in small nukes were picked up in levels off the charts in and around the towers.
No, I don't buy that. I don't buy that.
Now, well,
nukes were not used.
Well, the radiation was picked up. Now,
I don't buy it, because when those towers went down, there was less impact than when they brought down the Superdome in Seattle. And there should have been way more. Those towers literally disintegrated. They went into dust. And nukes don't do that. not at that level. There would radiation would have been extremely high.
Well, I'll tell you, Tower 1 and 2 are very suspicious, but when you look at 7, that's a conventional controlled demolition.
No, it isn't. No, it was not either. Because you got to read the book, Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood, BS, MS, and PhD.
No, I know who she is. I know who she is.
I just finished her book. It's very remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you that Tower 1 and 2 exploded into pyrotechnic dust, and things were being ejected long distances. But 7, you can see the boom, 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 and the symmetrical collapse into its own footprint.
Yeah, but you also see it lathering up a half hour soon, where smoke started coming out of one side of the building and one side of the building only. You had cases, the dust was everywhere with paper. Always remember, there's a simple thing. When metal when something is hot, it will glow. But it doesn't have to be hot to glow. But not everything that glows is hot.
Well, I know this. They do have a lot of...
It was a weapon used that day, Alex, but it's a weapon that's beyond anything that I know about.
Well, I'll tell you what I want to know. I want to know why they killed bin Laden. If he knew how to make NORAD stand down, he knew how to have aircraft do maneuvers that the best fighter pilots couldn't do at Flight 77 at the Pentagon.
We should have captured the guy. That should have been the highest priority. But again, I understand if it truly went down and the SEALs made the call on the ground, I understand why, because that's the same policy that we had for the last 40 years.
Now, here's my issue. Bin Laden couldn't carry out 9/11. We know the hijackers were ordered to be let into the U.S. via the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. We know the head of the Defense Language School went public and said Ada was trained there. Even Newsweek admits hijackers trained at U.S. bases. They were decoys. They were set up. And following the M.O. of these people, the SEALs probably thought if they did do this mission that they were killing bin Laden. And they had a lookalike in there who was playing part in some drill and then found out it was real. And the SEALs shot him, and they threw him in the ocean and told the SEALs, good job, you killed bin Laden. That's exactly how the globalists operate. But, again, that is theory. That is going through a theory. All I know is that the official story of 9/11 doesn't fit into a guy in a cave being able to carry it out. And regardless, Governor, they've used 9/11. We got the Homeland Security Mike reports 2 years ago to go after the American people and to take our liberty. So it's been used. I mean, we know Saddam wasn't involved, and they tried to frame him for it.
Absolutely. Again, America changed that fateful day, and it changed for the worse. And I just have a difficult time believing this bearded guy in a cave is responsible for all this. I just have a very hard time accepting that as being the truth.
You're right. I absolutely agree with you, and we need to continue to investigate. It's certainly been used to kill our republic, something foreign terrorists couldn't do. The government, no matter what administration is in, it energetically attacks the Bill of Rights.
By the way, look at they still don't admit that we did that show on my TV show, Alex. The one on police state that they pulled after one episode.
That's right, and the network won't say anything. Governor, you told me privately what you think the future of the show is. Are you ready to tell folks more about the show getting censored with that particular episode?
Well, I'll talk about that episode. Of course, it was last year. We did the episode on the police state where we produced the Homeland Security bill that said FEMA was to build no less than 6 internment camps throughout the country. And when I inquired as to who was going in these and why these were being built, we got stiff opposition in Washington, and of course they came down on the parent company of True TV, and they pulled the show. It only aired once, and now they won't even acknowledge that the show exists. And fortunately, you can see it because it aired that one time, so it's going to be out there on YouTube. But officially, it's not part of the show anymore. Of the 15 episodes we did, I guess there's only actually 14 now.
What about the future of conspiracy theory, which came out last season as the number one new show? Then they put it in the Dead Zone Friday night, still the number one news show for second season, record audience for those guys. And you were telling me privately some things. Can you talk about that?
Well, just that, the ball's in their court, whether it'll be renewed or not, I can't say at this time. I don't know if it will or will not be. But they had us submit 8 new conspiracy theories to them, and so they will look them over and I guess make a determination of whether we're back on the air or not. But they haven't promoted us at all, so that's not a good sign.
Yeah, should folks try to contact True TV or Time Warner and tell them put that good informative...
I don't do that, Alex. If people want to do that, that's up to them. But, I won't ask for people to do that at all. If people are inclined to want to do that, they certainly, I encourage them that they certainly can, but I won't ask for that at all.
Say this. I mean, I know you told me on the road, well, I won't even get into it. It's not a lot of sweat off your back if they don't want to renew it. It's a lot of work. I mean, you guys fly all over the country, a lot of research.
Well, and that's another problem we have, Alex. What do I do about my flying situation now? Well, because I cannot fly commercial anymore.
That's right. They don't want to pay for the private jet. I know that's probably part of it. So there is Homeland Security ruining your TV show.
Yeah, very well could be because of the fact that I have the pending lawsuit and therefore I cannot fly commercially, so I can't go out on location anymore unless they fly me in a private jet, and they certainly don't have the budget for that, I can assure you of that.
Well, they're just like the Jews in Nazi Germany. First, they wouldn't let them travel, wouldn't let them do business. Now, Homeland Security, headed up by Schumer and others, are saying... that you will be on a no-work list, no-travel list, starting with trains, aircraft, no-gun-buy list. White House is pushing that. Just a magic list that they just put you on, and they admit in the Washington Post, anti-war people, pro-gun, property rights people, Tea Party people are now being barred, over 2 million on the list. The government just puts you on a list, and now soon it'll be...
Alex, how do you find out if you're on the list?
They won't tell you why you're on it. You just suddenly can't travel. That's Nazi Germany right there.
That's ridiculous. I mean, why can't you go and inquire whether you're on a list or not? I mean, it seems to me you should be able to do that.
Well, what do you think of them? Well, you might be a terrorist, Governor. What do you think about everybody's a terrorist, but the government crooks robbing us? It's now been confirmed, $27 trillion, as we broke down 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, $27 trillion just up until about a year and a half into the bailout. That the rest is secret. $27 trillion to foreign banks and people like MSNBC got Federal Reserve taxpayer money to push propaganda. Now we learn what's going on. But let's not worry about the bankers robbing us and the dollar plunging. Let's all worry about terrorists under the table, Governor.
Oh, not only terrorists under the table, but like these three gentlemen I ran into at the golf course the other day. They were more worried about that we got to stop these unions. These union benefits that these state workers have. We got to get rid of that. I looked at these guys and said, oh, you want to bust them, but you don't want to do nothing about Wall Street, huh?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, look. They always talk about free market. Wall Street is the main piglet on the teat of the hog, and it's a piglet 4 or 5 times bigger than the mama hog, and the rest of the population is starving runt piglets with our bones showing, and Wall Street's sitting there bigger than mama, sucking everything out of in mama. Basically, it's a vampire pig sucking the blood out of mama.
I got a good idea, too, Alex. Let's stop benefits for elected officials.
Yes.
Let's truly make it public service. That if you go there to get elected, you do public service, you don't get your own retirement fund, you don't get your own medical health care, but you have to have the same health care that any other government employee has.
That's a good point. They make themselves exempt from the rules we're under and the system that they create for us. Just like you pointed out, government can lie all day and never gets in trouble, but if they claim we lie, we go to the gulag.
Yeah, we go to jail for it. No, absolutely. We should cut out all benefits for them, make them survive the same way we have to. Like right now, they're going to revamp Social Security and all that. Well, isn't it interesting? They don't get Social Security.
Very well said. Governor, we're almost out of time. We have a deal at Infowars.com that when you get Jesse Ventura's 63 documents, the government doesn't want you to read, incredible hardcover, wake up anybody out there. It's only proven, admitted crimes and outrageous terrorist events and government drug dealing. It's an amazing book. And you get Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, discounted with it by Mark Dice. You can get any of my new films or films I've produced, whatever film you choose, DVD film, free when you get it with Governor Ventura's book along with Big Brother, or get either one of these books by themselves, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The good news is, Governor, my radio show and websites are exponentially growing. Your book is way up there on the bestseller list week after week.
You know what's interesting about it, though, Alex? This is my second book way up on the bestseller list, and again, it hasn't been reviewed by any mainstream media to my knowledge.
Absolutely. The fix is in.
Yeah. No, I mean, they don't review my books at all. They ignore them completely. They completely ignore them. No matter how long they stay on the New York Times top 10.
But here's the difference. In the past, if they did that with a book, it would never even make it on the charts. Now the alternative media, the real media, is growing so fast, they're panicking. But here's the problem. This isn't an internet kill switch that Homeland Security set up. It's really an internet takeover system, and the government's admitting now they may start shutting down alternative media and that they're going to start broadcasting government announcements over all media breaking in. I mean, doesn't that sound like the Running Man?
Yeah, it sounds like it, and boy, we'll sure get the truth then, won't we, Alex? My goodness, it'll be just fountains of information and truth for us, as Steve Buscemi said in Fargo.
Oh, man, so much is happening. We've only got about 2-3 minutes left with you, Governor. Of course, the website is weaintgottimetobleed.com. Get the book, 63 Docs, at Infowars.com. Support the Gov and his work. Support my work. But more importantly, get a tool that you can read yourself and pass on to others. This book is tailor-made to wake up people who are skeptics, because it's all government documents with the URLs of the government, so you can go check it out for yourself. And no wonder the system won't review this, because they're scared of it. The truth hurts the tyrants. When are you coming back to the U.S.? Because as fast as things are moving, we look forward to having you back on.
I'll probably be back in the U.S. Shortly after the Memorial weekend.
All right. So we look.
I'll be back then, because you know why I'm delaying my trip? Because we had so much snow in Minnesota that that six of the greens at my golf course had to go temp.
Wow.
So, hell, I ain't got nothing to come back for, Alex, if there ain't golf.
You know, I'm going to take golf back up again just so I make myself not work all the time. Maybe sometime you come visit me again in Austin, we'll go play some golf.
Well, we could do that, but remember, Texas is the home of the Texas wedge. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes.
That's where you putt 30 yards off the green, because the ground's so hard you can't get a sand wedge down into it. It's like hitting concrete.
Oh, man.
I know that from playing Willie's course with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey, listen, Gov, it was great having you on.
Okay, Alex, take care, and I'll be back up in the States within a month, and we'll talk then.
All right. We're going to break. Let me just say bye to you right here. I just want to commend you. Where exactly is the book on the bestseller? Last time I saw it was number 4 on Amazon.
Yeah, well, it was number 4 on the New York Times for like 3 or 4 weeks in a row now. It's been right at number 4, pretty solid, all the information.
Wow, amazing.